Kane County Board of Equalization back to order. We have been in recess. This is July 3rd, 2014. Donna, is our first order of business the Branson Village LLC? Is
that? Sure.
If you all would like to join us at the podium, and if you would prefer, I can provide a seat for you and a microphone. At
you're okay. I'm fine.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Excellent. Donna, do we have paperwork on this? It's here. It's up there.
Okay. He purchased it for $625,000 and is a community market value of $625,000. It was an arm's length transaction and about 15 months ago?
No, it was on the market approximately 15 months.
On the market.
Attempting to sell.
Retail property.
We will let you begin, sir, with whatever statements you have for us.
Okay, thank you. And this is my first time to do this, so bear with me. My client purchased this property. First of all, I represented the seller originally. I had to, my name is Robert Hills. I'm a commercial real estate broker in Branson. That's all I do is commercial real estate. And with a few exceptions in Forsyth, I do nothing but Branson. So I tend to spend a lot of time evaluating and working on these things. The property was for sale for approximately 15 months. We had four offers under $500,000. Finally, a buyer stepped up. The second offer, was by this buyer. It was rejected. A next offer came in. Counter offers took place. We still couldn't get high enough for the seller to accept. Finally, the final buyer came back to the table, made a higher offer, still was rejected, but they did at least start negotiations and discussing it. And so it was on the market and truly a fair market sale with multiple attempts to close the transaction. Sold for $625,000. Something I did not put into this report, mainly because I misunderstood it, but I do believe I know it now. The property data sheet is, which might be part of this problem that I'm perceiving, is incorrect because not because the assessor did a bad job when he did it, but because the building that one of the buildings is not there anymore. The restaurant building did burn to the ground. I'm fairly sure this restaurant building. I've done all the square footages trying to figure out which one of the buildings is gone, and I believe that's the case. The picture does depict an empty foundation. That's the white spot behind the building on the right. So that may be part of our problem. Also, the little building in the very back is also gone. There are only four buildings standing on the property now. Yes, sir.
Were the buildings gone at the time of purchase?
Yes. They burned down in... I think they burned down in early 2000s. However you say his last name, was the owner, Tiskaderis or something like that. And the buildings, one of them actually burned down before he purchased the property. And I'm not sure when the second one did. I was semi-involved in those things. This will be the third time I sold this property, but as a real estate agent, not as an owner. But at this point, the four buildings on the southernmost part are all that stand, other than a shed that's it might be listed here as storage, and it's about to fall over. It has no flooring and no doors, no windows. I don't know if that really is a major impact. The biggest effect biggest thing that I wanted to point out is that the actual sale price on a true fair market on Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri was only $625,000. The buildings are all in very poor shape.
I have another quick question.
Yes, sir.
If you pull up his, or the tax sheet real quick. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but the total appraised value is $590,000.
Okay, it's my understanding the assessed value is 30% of the appraised value.
If I could interrupt,
yeah.
I saw that this morning myself in preparing. And I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but I had a dumb look on my face because I rattled off a number to you, and you were looking just as we are here, and it was a different number. So I made you copies just for grins, but the Villa program, Gamma program that we use mostly, we have an override in there. And the override is 820,441, which if you do the 32%, gets you the 262,540.
Okay.
The good thing is the assessed value is correct. The appraised value there is incorrect, what it actually is. And I don't have my hands around this yet, but it's, some of you know, we've had some battles with the program. And so anyway, that's why it shows 590, because I did the same as you, Jeff.
Yeah. No, I agree. When I did the math, I came up, I was comfortable with the 590, of course.
That's right.
But when I did the math, it was too high of an assessment, okay. Too high a tax rate, or a tax bill.
So it's, what did you say,
I don't know how important it is. It's important to real estate agents when we're trying to value things, but the property is virtually vacant. There's one store in the main building on the left. The other two are not uninhabitable, but it'll cost a lot of money to make them legal to use. And then there is one additional tenant called the Hippie Shop, and it's just I think the guy lives in there, frankly. I'm not sure. It's in the second building on the left. Other than that, everything else is empty and probably, I mean, we're going to do our best to change that, but I don't know that it's going to happen too quickly because they are going to have significant work done to bring them up to code to be able to open retail in them.
Are they stick structures? Or
they are.
Masonry.
Stick.
And so if it's... if you approach that as a depreciation factor and a, or even demo the two buildings or something, would that be something that, because they've been uninhabited for how long?
At least a couple of years.
You stated there and I didn't.
Yeah, at least a couple of years. I think maybe a little bit longer for one of them. But at least I think all of these that are now vacant have been vacant for at least 2 years, if not three.
What kind of depreciation you got on that check?
54%. Now, I apologize. That's the computed, the override, which the value set on is 70%.
And it still come up with this number?
70% good, I should say.
Oh.
30% depreciation.
30%.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's the reason I couldn't come up with this number. So.
Yeah.
Glad you're here.
Based on the age of the buildings and, frankly, the original poor construction, they are functionally obsolete at this time. They're financially... on the verge of financial obsolescence.
Chuck, Quick question is the restaurant included in these figures for the assessment, for the appraised value? Yes, no?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, and I'm not positive now that I've looked at that picture again. It's really hard for me to tell because they aren't. None of them are restaurants. So I'm assuming the restaurant is the one that burned down. But I honestly don't want to fib to you. I don't know. There are only four buildings now.
It's the docket shows four different numbers for four different buildings, right?
I thought five.
One, two, three, four.
So they would be
on this.
Store. Oh, are those floors?
On this one.
Here, right?
Okay, then I misread it. I'm sorry. I don't know how to read these forms either.
Right.
4-1 and 4-2 is the same building then? Because they're different sizes, and I didn't look at the numbers. I looked at store, office, restaurant, store, which would be 3, 4, 5 buildings, and that's because I my inexperience on how to read this form.
It's a little bit different. But what do we have footage on the property if we make a consideration of 50% depreciation on the back two units that you said there'd be a lot of work to do. You said you had it 70% good. If we drop the percentage of depreciation, if it's going to take either demo or remodel, total remodel to make them worthwhile. I mean, I'm just wondering how that would make the dollars look.
Well,
what is the square footage on the whole?
I don't know. I could never figure it out. It's that complicated.
Well, we
just based on rooftops, then I think the buildings measured are relatively close. About the back left building, I have estimated it about 1,800 feet on each floor. The middle one's about 1,200 feet on each floor. I think the first one on the left is about 2,000 feet on each floor in 1900. And then the one on the right, which is vacant, I'm just guessing it to be about 1,600 square feet, just based on measuring the roofs from an aerial. That's all I could do. They're so broken up and cut up. And frankly, I didn't even have keys to some of them. We had to break into a couple. It was a foreclosed property, and the previous owner didn't help with keeping it its value when he left.
Jeff, what about the square footage of the property itself? How many acres is it as far as, I know it says on here, but I can't understand.
It's 2.5 acres.
Yeah, behind all of these, years ago used to have a little motel. This was years ago was called Stacy's Village. Might help some of us remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what it is, yeah.
The land value we've got on it, $3.50 a square foot. We've got it figured $109,336 square feet, which is the value $382,676 is what we've got on the land value.
$382,676.
That's for the entire property?
Yes.
From the
back. Oh. Don't care to go to the beacon? Or the... Yeah. We've got the right value on the land there. I mean, I say the value is the same on both programs, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you figure the buildings at 50% depreciation?
You said 70, but we need to go to 50 on those if we can.
We can change whatever you
want. I just didn't know what that number would be.
Well, 54 was 590. I believe that's what you said. It was overridden at 54, or from 54 to 70.
No, he said 70% good.
Yeah, but it was
but
overridden.
That was an override, and the calculated would have been 50, whatever we said. We can tell here.
Yeah, 50, something like that.
Yeah, 54.
So 590 is what it would be if you were 54% instead of 46% reduction. And just in answering your question.
Yeah. Give me something, Jeff.
Do you have any recommendations on this?
Well, the first thing Bob said was how the sale happened. It sounds like a legitimate arm's length sale and was on the market. That's a big thing to me.
I'd make a motion to set the appraised value at $625.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the appraised value of BOE number 2014-51 at $625,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies, thank you.
You have a good day.
Thank you very much. I had several more, but I never did get the paperwork turned in. So thank you all, and I appreciate you having to put up with all of this. I'm sure that there's plenty of people not near as happy as I'm going to be.
Let's stand in recess for a couple of minutes.